The story of the day, as we mentioned, Michael Sam, he makes headlines. He's an All-American defensive end from Missouri, publicly said on Sunday in an interview with ESPN's Outside the Lines that he is gay. And Sam came out and told his college teammates, told his coaches before the season even started this year, which is incredible to me, guys, because a story like that, you have to have incredible character and you have to have incredible trust for the people that you're working with on a daily basis. And for those guys really not to have the news come out, I thought was incredible, because you want to be able to control your own message when you have something like that. And I think that Michael Sam, I mean, he gets it done on the football field. He's an athletic guy. He's only 6'2 at that defensive end spot, 245 pounds. But most draft experts, when you talk to them, they're not so sure what position he's going to be able to play. Is he a defensive end rushing the passer in a 4-3? Is he a linebacker in a 3-4 style of defense? Because, you know, maybe he's just not fluid enough to get into pass coverage. I watched him at the Senior Bowl, kind of a guy that you're not sure where he's going to line up. But you know he's an incredible athlete, and he had 11 and a half sacks his senior year, 19 tackles for loss. But the big story is, you know, what he had to say and the projections of where he's going to go, and probably, you know, the hurdle that he crossed today had to be something that he felt like he wanted to be able, Sam and OJ, to control his message, and he definitely did that last night on ESPN.
Yeah, he did. You know, and you know what? Big ups to him for being strong enough and you know, powerful enough to step in front of cameras and let his word out. You know, let it come out his way, like you said, John. It's tough. It really is tough. You know, nobody's done it. That's how tough it's been. You know, for him to be doing something groundbreaking like this, it's a tough deal. But you know what? It's 2014. You know, I talk about myself and when I came in the league in 1993. Me being young and dumb and ignorant, I might have had an issue with that. But me, you know, since everything has changed, things have changed so much, you know, in this day and age that it would be no problem with me. No problem at all for a guy like Michael Sam coming playing for my team. Because all I care about Sam really is, you know, is he a good person? Is he a good teammate? And is he a good football player? That's all that really matters to me right now, you know. There are guys on my team, on all my teams, that I didn't like at all. You know what I mean? There are some racist guys, some bigots. So there's a bunch of guys I'd rather not play with. I'd rather play with Michael Sam than those guys right there. You know what I mean? So locker rooms come in all shapes and form. And they talk about it, 1 out of 9, 1 out of 10 males in this world are gay anyways. So we probably played with some gay men. We probably played against some gay men. So the fact that he comes out and he's openly gay about it, so be it. I bet he's a heck of a football SEC co-defensive player of the year. He's a heck of a football player. So they project him in the third or fourth round, John. So we'll see if that stays right there. We'll see how these teams act, you know, react with this news and with him coming out like this. If he tends to drop, it's probably not going to be on ability, and that's the problem that bothers me more than anything. That means there's still a lot of ignorant people out there.
Yeah, definitely, and you hit it right on, Juice, when you talk about, and you as well, John, when you talk about he went and he expressed his feelings to his teammates before the season. So, you know, kudos to his teammates as well for keeping that in-house throughout the course of the season, let the kid go out there and play, and that's what he did. OJ talked about it. He was the co-defensive player in the SEC, one of the toughest divisions in college football, and he showed his character as such. Once I get on the football field, forget everything else. The kid, unbelievable background of where he came from and what he'd been through. He saw his brother being killed. He saw other brothers in and out of jail. The same typical story, a lot like a lot of other NFL players and other sports as well. So for him to come out in this fashion, this way, he wanted to do it on his own terms, you know, congratulations to him, but there's a lot of other hurdles that he's going to have to deal with. So now, you know, going to the combine, he needs to go out. He needs to be explosive, because it all comes back to forget what, you know, if you're gay, if you're not, if you're straight, forget about all of that. It all boils down to, can you play football? So this is that first hurdle for him to really go out and really show his talent. He can be explosive at the combine, and, you know, his height and weight is going to be an issue, because you talked about him at the combine. You know, they put him at the linebacker position. He wasn't very good in space and dropping and doing different things, but when it came time to rushing the quarterback, that is where his talent is. He's a one-trick pony. All he played his whole career is left defensive end. So in the National Football League, you need to be versatile with the way that it changed the 3-4 defense, 4-3, and you have all these different dynamic players. He has to be versatile. So this is that time, because he came out so early, it's put a lot of more pressure on him. So he's got to make sure that he's 100% ready when these scouts and these general managers and owners come to see him.
You know, and John, also, it's going to take a strong locker room. It's going to be a strong locker room presence for, you know, a young man like Michael Sam to come in there and play for him. And you you got to have your veterans going there, and somebody's got to look out for him. He's going to look out for himself, of course. He's a football player. Look at the man. Right. He's a grown man, you know, and you can tell he's a strong guy. So I'm one guy that in that locker room, I probably wouldn't want to mess with Michael Sam. You know, you can say what you want about his sexual orientation, but I bet you won't mess with him. You know, you won't go at him like that because he's still a heck of a football player. So you get your veterans, you get your leaders, you know, taking care of guys like that. He can take care of himself, but you also have some strong players in there that'll take care of him.
Absolutely. And I think it's interesting what you guys said, especially OJ, the one part that you said, you know, there was guys in our locker room when you played in every level that you're not, you know, happy,
right,
or you're not thrilled that you have to go out and play with that guy because you know a little bit more about him. But on game day, all that matters is his job. You know, we talked about that last week with Dennis Hickey and a general manager. Just do your job. Right. If this is your job, you know, to orchestrate everybody below you and find guys that can fit the Miami Dolphins, that's all that Michael Sam really wants to do. He wants to come in, find a team, play his role on that football team, and make sure that, you know, he's a teammate that can be counted on every time that they hit the field. And Michael Sam was able to express that this today and last night. And here's what he had to say about being possibly the first openly gay active NFL player.
Knowing 2 weeks ago that how many people actually knew, we expected that all the scouts knew. And because I did make it public to my team. And then once scouts came and asked about me, you know, they told about, like, Michael Sam's gay. But I didn't know how many media actually knew. And I was afraid that it will leak out without me actually owning my truth. And I wanted to let the world know and tell them that, hey, I'm gay. Let me tell my own story.
And I think that's so important. We touched on that a little bit, guys, about owning and controlling your message. You know, if you have something so important that was, you know, meaningful to you to get out to your teammates and your coaches in college, and at the appropriate time, you're going to have to, you know, in those meetings at the Senior Bowl, at the Combine, at your pro day, you're going to have coaches, you're going to have GMs, you're going to have scouts come up to you. Right. And now that it's out there, he can control his own message and talk openly about it. It probably feels a lot better for him walking the earth today than it did maybe before August, before he was able to tell his teammates in college. Probably feels a lot better now going for his next hurdle, and that's the NFL.
You know, you talk about getting some weight off your shoulders. You know, this is a cross he's probably bear for a long time. You know, I think the hardest part was telling his college teammates. And we're talking to Tristan before the show, and Tristan said if his college teammates, a whole bunch of kids that are 17 mm-hmm. to 20 years, 21 years old, if they can handle, how can these grown men, you know, in this locker room in the NFL not be able to handle it? So I think the fact that, you know, he crossed that line in college, you know, he had a whole year to deal with it, and that was awesome that he said his teammates were all accepting and also all great about it. Why can't these grown men in the NFL handle it as well?
Yeah, they have to be able to make that adjustment. If college guys can do it, definitely coming into the pros, they can do it as well. But it's not going to be easy, OJ.
No,
you
way.
Talked about You're it right. at the beginning of the year. I mean, when you came in the league, just watching the guys and the bigots and all of those type of guys in that locker room, they're in there. And we've seen it firsthand over the course of this year as Dolphin fans, just to see what happens in that locker room. Now he's going to really have to grow up. And he has some guys that's able to lead him down the road that's about to happen. When you look at Brendan Ivan DeJaho, who played in the National Football League for a number of years, you look at Wade Davis, you probably don't even know who that was. He came in the league in 2000,
right,
and you know, only was on practice squad till 2003, and now he works with UCAN Play mm-hmm. Project. And that is how he was able to get out and get in front of this and let everybody know who he really is, because of those former players that's been in that locker room and understand the culture of it, and just to let him know what he's going to have to deal with. But he jumped out there first. He let everybody know. And now we just have to just see how the dominoes fall.
Yeah, and we'll continue to talk about this because it is a topic for discussion about locker rooms and about the culture of the NFL, the culture of college football. We'll
Forget
get into
NFL,
this
all over the all place. Major sports.
But really focus in on him and what he has to do,
correct,
you know, personally to be able to feel better about coming out and saying what he had to say about his own personal story
right
today.